Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Always nice to see you, Sammy.
Thank you for having me, big buddy.
And don't forget, on Friday night, we're going to have, Frank Kramer come in.
Ooh.
From Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And a special webcast, so you can watch it from your home.
Two guys.
Sing it, bitch.
Two guys doing a little hot talk on 97.1. That's fun.
So, man. Mm-hmm. And Friday, of course, Adam Carolla calls in. But don't forget, tomorrow, Arsenio Hall is with us.
Oh, of course, every Wednesday.
You Arsenio go, Hall. Dog.
Yeah, you go, dog.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
You go, dog.
Yeah, you go, dog.
Yeah.
But anyway, so try to tune in tomorrow night for Arsenio Hall. Thursday is always interesting. We have What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
And then you're stupid.
And then at 10 o'clock, Cindy Margolis.
Ooh.
The most downloaded internet model.
Is she still the most downloaded?
I don't know. I think Randy gives her a run for her money. But, no, I think she's doing pretty well, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't look up the stats, but at one time, she was the most downloaded chick on the internet.
Yeah, she's like a cult phenomenon.
Pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming in at 10 o'clock on Thursday. And then, of course, Friday, Adam Carolla and Frank Kramer. How can you beat that?
And what
nice
about the
job,
Commerce,
retards.
What about the Commerce Casino?
Yes. I was going to mention that. The Commerce Casino on August 28th. It'll be a Thursday. It's Thursday right before Labor Day. And it's free to play if you get a lucky ticket. They're going to get some free food down there. They usually give out about $6,000 in prizes. I'm not sure what they're doing this year or this time. But they're very generous down there. The Commerce Casino, located off the 5 Freeway, just south of the 710, north of the 605.
Those are big broadcasts for you.
Oh, I love those.
Tons of people, like 500 people show up, like a lot of people.
Yeah, those are always the greatest broadcasts because we get about 500 or 600 people. And people are, you know, they're degenerates. You know, they love gambling and drinking and smoking, and they're my people.
Yeah, your peeps.
Yeah, people that are going for it in life. You know, many of them won't see 80, 85, but a lot of them are going to enjoy themselves until they get that old.
That's true.
You know, yeah. And I'm not sure what the secret to life is. Trying to stay as healthy as possible and living to your 95. And having people, you know, wow.
Let me ask you something. Do you really want to live to 95?
No.
Don't you want to die like at 70? Like early to where there's nothing wrong with you? There's nothing medically impairing you? Like you're not all effed up? Like don't you want to die in your prime? Or do you want to like get old and sick and wither away? And
I don't feel well now. I mean, you know, I can't imagine being, you know, 90. But yeah, I would like to enjoy myself and then either have a massive heart attack or die in my sleep.
See, you know, that's good stuff.
I don't want to get sick and be on pills and a wheelchair and buzzing around and, you know, being a burden on everybody. You know,
no, really... Now, if that did happen, would you want to opt out? Would you, like, have, like, instructions, like, pull the plug?
I don't know. I think that's...
Take out the tube.
I don't know.
Have you ever thought about that? I mean, you should think about it just in case something happens.
Nah, I go back and forth. I like to say that I'm the kind of guy that would say pull the plug. But then again,
there could be a miracle cure. You never know.
It could be right around the corner. Yeah. They say, I have a good friend, Dr. Lamb, who's an internationally known doctor.
Dr. Stephen Lamb.
Yeah. And he's on Good Morning America and the Today Show and all that stuff. And what's that other show? The View. Their View. Not The View. Their View.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, if you can survive about another 10 years... If you can make it another 10 years, a lot of diseases are going to be wiped out.
Really?
Yeah. Through all kinds of brand new research.
Like cancer?
A lot of
AIDS?
Cancers. There's a pill right now that comes out of England that they're doing a study on that in 95% of the people that they've given this pill to, it has reduced or eliminated their prostate cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I love how you guys always come up with the remedies for the male things, the erectile dysfunction, the prostate. What about us chicks and our issues?
Well, guess why we come up with solutions to our problems and you guys don't?
Oh, please.
Guess why?
Please inform me.
Because we're not out there walking for cures. We're not doing the 10K for breast cancer. When you guys are out there walking around Griffith Park looking for a cure.
We're raising money
for a cure. We got guys in the laboratory on Saturday working their asses off.
Yeah, but on your own cures for your own erectiles, not for us.
You never see a walk for prostate cancer.
Because you guys can't walk.
Because we're in the goddamn laboratories trying to figure this out. trying to, you know, survive here. Plus, guys really don't care how long they survive.
Women, I think they do. If you have a family, yes. I bet you care more now that you have a kid.
Women want to stick around for to irritate people until, you know, until the end of time.
That is not why I want to be here. I don't want to be here to irritate people. I want to be here to help people.
No.
Yeah.
You think you consider it help, but it's irritation.
No, I was told I'm helping people.
Are you?
Yeah.
How are you helping people?
Giving them good advice.
Jesus
Christ. Is that right? Mm-hmm. On what?
On relationships and dating and sex practices.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always thought that, you know, like I never was a guy that could take advice from somebody how to raise my kid unless they've got great goddamn kids.
Yeah, but I don't give advice on kid rearing. I give advice on banging. I know a lot about banging.
I know, but you give advice on relationships.
Well, yeah. I've had a couple of those in my day.
I know, but I'm saying that, you know.
Are you saying that I wasn't very successful at them?
Yeah.
But learn from my errors, the error of my ways. Do not do what I do what I say.
Okay.
See, that's how I help. I go, look, I did it all wrong. This is what I did. If you want to be miserable, do what I did.
Right.
If you don't.
Well, Tom Likas sort of does that as well. You know, he does, you know, with Likas 101, he'll tell you. You know, he got, like somebody, Tom had a very honest moment. It was a great moment the other day. I was listening to a Likas, and the woman says, how do you know when you're in love? And his response was, I don't know. I mean, how do you think, you know, why do you think I've been divorced four times?
Because I don't think he's really had love, like the right amount of love.
The woman goes, when do you know you're in love? He goes, why are you asking me? Who knows? Who knows whether you're in love? But now,
clearly, you guys know when you're in love.
Yeah, but does that feeling? And this is something I like to ask this huge audience of ours. What? No, yeah, I'm talking about this audience.
No, it's like we reach 14 million ears. Actually,
well,
that would
it's
be
actually 28 million
ears. Yes. I was just going to say that. Wow, look,
28 million ears.
Me
but
and you are on the same.
According to
the
ratings,
wavelength.
Some of those 28 million are not listening.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah. But we do have, this is the highest rated talk show in the evenings in the money demographic.
Are you serious?
Yes. Congratulations, everybody.
Wow.
But you know that feeling you have when you fall in love with somebody?
Yeah. Butterflies in the stomach. You feel a little sick and nauseous.
You check your email. You check your voicemail.
You look on your caller ID to see if the number popped up.
Yes. And you're excited to go to work and you're happy and you're, you know, kind to everybody.
And you dress all
totally
cute
in
and
love.
Flirty,
yes.
And with short skirts and no underwear.
What's the life of that feeling? How long can that last?
Oh, for a long time.
How long has it lasted with you?
A couple of years.
Well, that's not a long time.
Well, it's as long as the relationship lasted. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, so every time you saw that guy, you were like, oh.
Yeah, butterflies and just, yeah.
Took your breath away?
Yeah.
Was that the baseball player?
Yes.
Got a lot of money. Pro athlete with a lot of money.
Yeah, but you know what? I didn't really realize how much money he had. And he didn't, like, live, like, very expensively. Like, the Olive Garden we went to eat, like, four times a week. I mean, like, he lived very modestly. Yeah. So it wasn't the money. He was just a beautiful specimen of man.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
He's a pro athlete.
Oh, no, but really particularly pretty. Like, really, really good looking.
Yeah.
Like, the best looking guy that I've ever banged.
Are you still in love with him?
I still have a love for him.
Like, if he called you up right now and said, hey, let's go.
So I'd be like, okay, so you left your second wife and your four kids and you're ready for me again?
Would you say yeah?
I might meet him and have a drink.
We know where that's going. You never meet somebody just for a drink.
Yeah, no, clearly you know what happens when I go on a date with you. I'm banging
you. Yeah. If Sam goes out with you, it's a sure thing. She opens that door. It's a sure thing, man.
Yep. Open the door, open the legs.
But how long has that feeling lasted for you, the people listening right now?
That feeling of being
in love and you can't believe it, you're high.
You know,
I
bet you there are people that have been married for 20, 30 years that still have that butterfly feeling.
Here.
I bet you somebody listening feels that way.
Are you out of your
way.
Mind?
No, I'm serious. I talk to these people every Saturday night on The Single Life and I hear the stories time and time again. You're not giving our listeners enough credit.
Nah, I don't think it can last 20 years. All right, here are the phone numbers. How long can you possibly be in love with somebody? And I'm talking about that new love where you're like really excited about it. Let me give you the phone numbers. 520-9710. What's the longest period that's ever happened for you where you're completely
euphoric?
Just taken aback and just amazed that you're with this person, either a guy or a girl, or a guy and a guy and a girl and a girl. Who knows? All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I think that you can, you know, there's a couple of battles you can win along the way, but I ultimately think it's an unwinnable war.
What is?
Being with chicks.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, because it is so hard to hang with chicks through for a long period of time. And I'll tell you why.
So, like, being a one-woman man, that's hard.
That's tough. And it's also tough when these chicks go through, like, a change of life.
Oh, yeah.
They get the hot flashes, the mood swings.
You mean the menopause?
Well, yeah.
The menopause. Perimenopause, yeah. The postmenopause.
And you just, you know, and then after menopause, you know, you got a couple of good years there. And all of a sudden, you look at it and you go, wait a minute. Is that Joy Behar?
No, get me an 18-year-old.
No, that is, that's your wife. I saw a woman today driving to work. And she looks like she was not from this country. Looks like she was from Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Maybe Russia, maybe Poland. You know, she sort of had like that
heavy
vibe.
Features.
Yeah. And this woman was probably in her 70s, and she has had a rough effing life. She had these big old ankles, this sour push.
How could you see her ankles if she was driving?
No, she's walking on the street.
Oh, okay.
I was driving.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
She's walking on the street on Little Santa Monica, and she's got these big ankles, this big body. She's dressed.
She had the weight of the world on her shoulders.
She's dressed in some kind of like a schmuck.
A babushka.
And she's got that sour puss on her. She's got, looks like she had a mustache. And she's got that.
Did you really slow down that long to take in all these details?
That is a goddamn stoplight. All right, Sammy, no more interruptions until 11 o'clock. All right, but anyway, so she looks like she has like this sour, angry look on her. And you know that she has seen a lot of S in her life. And a lot of guys have been mean to this woman because of the way she looks. That's absolutely true.
That's your assumption.
She has gotten a beatdown, man.
Dude, you never know. Maybe maybe you know what? Maybe her husband just died. She just found out her three children were sent to the war. She might have had like a lot on her mind. There could have been a lot of bad S happening to her.
It's more than a lot on her mind. She had a lot of life, man. A lot of bad nights.
But you know what? We don't even know if this lady has a man. We don't know if she had that loving feeling ever.
I can read people pretty well. This is a woman who has had a lot of tragedy in her life.
Maybe she came over here on a
boat. And she wears it on her put-em.
Maybe she came here on a boat and she was forced to clean homes and she wasn't a legal resident. And then, you know, she could have had a tough life.
I've seen a lot of chicks on the internet. And, you know, you look around, you look at pictures and stuff. And occasionally you see these women who are in their, you know, like 70s or 80s. And they've got that real angry, angry look on them.
No, it's like they sucked a lemon. It's just a pinched kind of like.
Yeah, the teeth are missing. They're always chewing something, but there's no gum.
That's going to happen to you,
too. I know it's going to happen to me.
I'm just telling you.
I know, but I'm telling you that when you see a woman like this, when you see a guy like that, you go, yeah, that guy's pissed off. He had a hard life, but he's like still like a dude.
Why is there a double standard for us chicks?
There is
Why?
A double standard.
Why?
I don't know. There just is. There's a double standard. There's always double standards for everything. All right. How long can that feeling of love possibly last? What's the longest? Bill in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. I love the show.
Hey, thank you.
Sam, I love you more.
Oh, wow.
6 months, guys. I mean, it's magic for 6 months, but honestly, after the six-month mark, it seems like they just all crash and burn.
Yeah. Does that happen to you every time?
Pretty much, with maybe a little bit of variance on the time. But it seems like, you know, after 6 months, the magic is gone. You know, it's all the sexy stuff like Sam was talking about, you know, short skirts, no panties. You know, I mean, you can only do it so long, and it's not new anymore, and kind of loses its shine.
And then she shows up at work one day, and she goes, oh, I got, you know, no underwear under my skirt. And you're like, well, let me go buy you some.
All right, brother.
All right, take care, dude. Yeah, it is tough.
Dude, I think you can keep that euphoric feeling as long as you're willing to work at it.
Is that right?
Think about that.
So you got to work for that natural feeling.
Sometimes when you're not feeling especially sexy, but your man is, you go the extra mile.
Well, I understand that, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the feeling of actually being in love with somebody.
Well, I think unless someone really Fs the other person over, who falls out of love?
Well, but you know the feeling I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you
the have, butterflies.
Are your headphones not on?
Listen, you a-hole.
Do you understand what I'm talking to you about?
You keep acting like I don't understand a word you're saying all night long. I hear you.
I have no idea
but you're
what
responding
she's saying.
As if you're not listening to me.
Maybe I'm hearing my own thing.
Maybe you are.
Selective hearing. Right. I hear it my way.
All right, but what am I trying to say right now?
I don't know.
See, I don't think you listen, Sammy. All right. The longest you've experienced that feeling of love, that incredible feeling of man, that natural high that just is kick ass. Karen in Mira Loma, you're on 97.1.
Well, I still feel it, and it's been at least 6 years. And every time I see him, every time I'm going to see him, it's the same thing.
Where is he now?
He's at home. I'm on my way home.
Oh, are you still married?
Oh, we're not married.
Wait till the seven-year itch, because they say seven-year itch.
Wait a minute. You're not married. How long have you been dating?
About maybe 6 years, maybe a little over.
6 years. And why aren't you guys married?
Well, he's still married.
What, Karen?
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, you know, that...
together for years.
Yeah, you know, that can last because you have not had him. But I guarantee you that, you know, 3 months after he moves in, you'll be like, hey, don't you want to get back to your wife?
We've lived together.
You live together?
We've lived together. Yes, we have.
Where's the wife?
She lives down the street a couple miles.
Wait.
They have a child together.
So they have, like, an open marriage, so she loans him out to you?
No. He lives with me. But, you know, they have a child together. No, she's out of the picture. She has been for 7 years.
Then how come he hasn't divorced her?
Money.
Oh, he's still married to her.
Right. Yeah.
But he doesn't live there.
Yeah, he lives with Karen.
No, he lives with me.
And then you're going home right now to him.
Right.
Because she's got butterflies.
All right. And does he have that same feeling?
I believe so.
What's his phone number?
Well, I'm not sure if he has his phone with him.
Does he have a phone?
Can I put you on hold?
Sure.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Oh, I like it.
Regina, I want to talk to a Mr. Karen. And see if this chap
feels the same way.
Same thing going on.
But Karen's like out in him that he's still married, but he lives with Karen down the street, blah, blah, blah. Would he really want to come on? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but it sounds like also that the wife knows about this other chick.
Yeah. You
know, obviously, he's not coming home every night.
But I kind of asked that, and she was like, no.
All right. What's the longest that feeling of love can last for you? And so far, I think it's different for men and women. I think women can make that feeling last for a long, long time.
As long as the wallet doesn't run out.
Well,
for some women.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I don't know. You know, they say that money can't buy love. I don't think you can have that feeling just because a guy has a lot of money. Well, let's talk to George in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Yeah, Jim, I love you, Sam. Anytime I can get around you just to be in the same room, it'd make me happy.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, I was married 16 years, and my wife was murdered about 14 years ago. I still love her. I loved her as much the day I met her as the day that I lost her. But my buddy, who works down the road here from me, met his wife when he was 4 years old, and they got married as soon as they got out of high school. And he told me, I have never kissed another woman. I have never held another woman's hand. And he's pushing 65, and she's right there with him. Everywhere they go, they love each other, and you can see it in their eyes.
I told you somebody was out there, Tim. I told you.
What planet are they from?
Yeah, he works over in L.A., not too far from you, but they moved to Mexico a few years ago. And I told him he wouldn't be happy there, not because she wasn't with him, but because it was a different culture. They came back to L.A., bought a house. And there's a couple people over there that's got more than 50 years who have never, ever thought about another woman.
Yeah, but I think that's a different time, a different generation.
No, because divorce is so easy to do if you don't want to be with the person, you can get out.
I think you've come from, I mean, back when were you born? You were born in the 40s?
I was born in 45. I'm 63. And I don't know when Sam was born, but I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
66, my friend.
All right, so you were born in the 40s, dude. That's a different time where, you know, maybe that could happen. But I don't think in current relationships.
Well, you know, I know a lot of guys who are the same age, Tim, have been divorced multiple times. I was married 3 times before I met my wife, and I planned on staying with her the rest of my life, but
right.
I lost her.
Yeah, how'd you lose her, if you don't mind me asking?
She was shot in the head by a drunk.
Jesus Christ.
God,
right?
Tim.
New Year's party. Got drunk.
Oh, boom.
Wow. Yep.
That's a terrible
And
party.
I still think about her every day, and I'm still in love with her, and I was loving her that night. You know, I couldn't wait to get home.
Holy
but, you know, some
Christ.
Things just go the wrong way.
Wow.
George,
wow.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you, man.
And she looked like you, Sam. Long blonde hair, curvy, and just absolutely a knockout.
Well, I you know, I hate to keep doing this, George, but there's nothing that'll take your mind off her like a night with Sam Phillips.
Sure.
You have my number. Give me her number anytime, any day.
Sure. And I like his age. I like a man in his 60s. That means he's seen the world.
You want to bang around with Sam Phillips?
Oh, I just love to be in the same room with her. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right, what do you think, Sam?
Yeah.
All right.
And he didn't even have to serve the country.
Sammy wants to hit that dude, too.
Yeah, George in Anaheim.
All right. You know what? Put George back on hold for 1 second. Let me talk to George. Hey, George?
Yes.
Hey, when's the last time you had sex with a chick?
Oh, about 3 months.
3 months ago.
I had to put her out because she was stalking me.
Wow. All right.
She wouldn't go away. I mean, it was good, and we had a great time, but she wouldn't go away.
Now, are you on Viagra or anything? You got any problems down there?
Oh, no. I don't have any trouble.
No? You can get it going?
I'm good.
And what is your... have you been with a younger chick like Sam Phillips?
Oh, 19 years old, just about 2 years back.
Look at that.
Wait a minute. You were 53 and she was 19?
That's right.
How'd
Actually, that I had one that was illegal, but I had to get out of that one real quick because I dated her for a year and found out that she was underage. I didn't know it, neither did all my friends. We all drank together, we went places together, and then one day she said, I'm 13 years old, George.
What?
I thought I was going
on.
To die, but she was a gorgeous, beautiful lady, and I think she is today. I haven't seen her in years, but I was in love with this girl.
Oh, man.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
I want to meet Sam.
Oh, boy. I don't know about you, dude.
I don't know, George. That underage thing scared me a little.
I had to make tracks, and I made adjustments for it, and I've been helping underage and underprivileged kids for the last 10 years with a group I'm with. I work for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's nice.
I don't know if you're the right guy for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Dude, I do raise a lot of money for him.
Come on. He's repenting for his sin.
Like a nightmare
but
foundation.
But I want to meet you, Sam. I just got to hold your hand.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right.
Nothing else.
I'll hold your hand, George. That I can absolutely commit to.
We'll even go to a fast food joint. I don't care.
Yeah.
Can I bring Randy Wang with me?
I don't care who you bring as long as you come.
Wow. All right. So enough. You're not dating any more 7th graders, right?
I haven't dated a girl in the last 2 months.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second.
Dude. Yeah, George.
Jesus Christ, man.
Wow.
50, going out with a 13-year-old. You can't tell the difference? I don't know about that, dude. Oh, ba-boom. All right, folks, that feeling of being in love.
Euphoria.
And not with a 13-year-old either. Leave those 13-year-olds away. Leave them alone. What's wrong with you people? All right, 520-9710. How long can it last? That feeling of absolute love. Where every time you see that person, you go,
You know what, Tim? Every time I see you, I go,
thank you very much.
Thank God
Jesus
I sit with
Christ.
This man.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sam Phillips is sitting right here. And I'm Tim Conway Jr. And I catch George is a nut. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. 13.
Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her badly? Wanna be her daddy? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door?